I told you that after the election, I was going to devote more and more of our show to one of the most exciting political developments I've ever seen in Washington State in my lifetime. And that is the effort by the organization Let's Go Washington, online at letsgowa.com, to qualify six initiatives that help to dismantle the worst aspects of the Inslee administration, helped overthrow, dismantle, strike down the rule not allowing police officers to pursue auto thieves, strike down the hidden gas tax, the carbon tax, strike down the mandatory payroll tax on long-term care, make that program voluntary. You know you're getting taxed on that right now? Strike down the capital gains tax that is inviting people with money to leave the state and set up shop elsewhere. A lot of them have. Strike down even the chance to pass an income tax anywhere. And to finally, within state law, provide protection for parents' rights, parental notification of what's going on in public schools. Six separate initiatives. Let's get an update from the architect of this remarkable strategy to change politics in Washington State. Basically, if you're tired of both parties, Brian Haywood says, I hear you. Let's go over the head of both parties and put the final decision in the hands of voters. Brian Haywood, good morning. Welcome to the John Carlson Show.
Good morning, John. And that's exactly right. We've got people from all parties and independents supporting our initiatives. And maybe I thought I'd give you an update on some of the numbers, if that's okay.
As long as it's a scoop for our listeners and they get it first. Yes, absolutely.
You're hearing it here first. Number one, we've got, in order to get all six qualified and have a margin of error, we needed about 2.5 million signatures. Yesterday, we just reached our 2 millionth signature. So that's wow. a huge number, especially compared to what I think has happened in the past.
And you have until December 29th.
We do, but I'm asking everybody, turn them in now. If you've got them, turn them in. As soon as you can, so that we're not waiting until the last minute to turn things in. We're trying to make sure that what we turn in is going to qualify. And so we're running we scan everything in and we're running a model to sort of identify who is signing it, really at a broad level. And we've discovered that we're about 45% Republican, 20% Independent, and 35% Democrat.
Oh, 35% of the people who have signed one or more of these initiatives, 35% of them are Democrats?
That's correct.
Oh, boy.
Less than 50% are Republicans. It's about 55% Independent and Democrats.
So 2 in 3 people are Republican or Independent, and the remaining third, slightly more than a third, are Democrats. This is the Democratic Party's worst nightmare. You're uniting the Republicans, you're attracting independents, and you're splitting their ranks, the Democrats' ranks.
Well, and I think we're uniting Washington. There's just some stupid laws that have been passed, and people are tired of it.
Even better. Yes, it's better put. You're uniting Washington behind basically a common sense agenda. A lot of what these initiatives are all about, they're called conservative by your opponents, but they strike most people as common sense.
Go
ahead.
Well, when we've got people knocking on doors, we've got people out in front of stores going all around the state, and that's the most common response is, well, this is just common sense. And things like the police pursuit, you'll hear people say, what? I didn't even know that was a thing. Just that they're shocked at the uncommon sense of the stupid laws that were allowed to get passed.
So let me ask you this. What of the six initiatives that I just outlined here that we're talking about, what's the most popular?
Well, I wouldn't say by far, but they're all pretty popular. The one that's in the lead is the striking down the hidden gas tax, the cap and trade.
Nice.
And in fact, we've got another piece of news for your listeners. We're going to do our first drop-off of signatures with the cap and trade at the Secretary of State's office on the 21st of November. That's a Tuesday. And I think this is a lot earlier than things normally get turned in. So it won't be our final drop-off.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, we still need signatures. We need people to keep coming. But we're going to have, once we get over the 400,000 mark, we'll start turning them in.
So you need 325,000 valid signatures, and in two
Correct.
Weeks, you're going to turn in 400,000 signatures for the initiative to strike down the Inslee carbon tax?
That's correct.
I love this. Okay, I tell you, the best time to join a campaign, ladies and gentlemen, is when it's winning. Okay, when it's
Come
winning.
On board.
Oh, I two words here: ramming speed. Get behind all of these initiatives, but yes, sign them now. If people want to sign one or more of these six initiatives, Brian Haywood, what do they do?
They can look at probably their local store's got someone in front of it, or they can come to letsgowa.com. It'll give you signing locations. We're hiring people. There's a company called TDM Strategies that is hiring people to go knock doors and gather signatures. And then once they do we'll send them to, we'll mail them to you if you need them. If you can go on to Let's Go WA, let us know and we'll mail you some. Then we're asking you to go talk to your neighbors. It's not a partisan issue.
Well, no, all of these initiatives are things that I would have no problem talking to my neighbor about. They're just so reasonable. But the thing is, while they're reasonable, they also dramatically change the status quo in Olympia because Olympia has become so extreme and so out of touch.
And I think, again, I keep going back to what a beautiful constitution we've got here in Washington that contemplated a time when you would have an out-of-touch legislature and gave the citizens an ability to push back and say, wait, you've gone too far. Let's bring this back to something that's more common sense.
I tell you what, speaking of staying in touch, Brian Haywood, if I could prevail on you to stay in touch with us every few days, I mean, I want to cover this every day. So if you're available next Monday, today's Thursday, if you're available next Monday to give us another update, I would really appreciate that.
Yes, I would love to. I'm flying to Korea, but I think I may be able to do it in the morning. So let me confirm to you,
okay.
And I'll get back to you.
Oh, excellent. It's going to be hard getting signatures in Korea, but...
Luckily, we have a great team here in Washington of volunteers and paid signature gatherers, so I'm counting on them.
So they will send you an initiative or tell you where you can go to sign an initiative, and you can even, if you're looking for a part-time work, a side gig... They'll pay you to gather signatures. Just go to letsgowashington.com or letsgowa.com. Again, that's letsgowashington.com. Brian Haywood, thanks for joining me on the John Carlson Show this morning.
Thank you, sir. Have a great day.
Great news about the momentum of these six initiatives. Wow.